I'm Bree Ripley with Yellowstone Public Radio News. An attorney for Greenpeace says a lawsuit filed against it and other environmental groups by the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline is meritless. Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners alleges that the group's actions opposing the pipeline to move North Dakota oil to Illinois interfered with business, facilitated crimes, and acts of terrorism, incited violence, targeted financial institutions that backed the project, and violated racketeering and defamation laws. The lawsuit filed today in federal court in North Dakota seeks damages that could approach $1 billion. Greenpeace attorney Tom Wetterer says the lawsuit isn't designed to seek justice, quote, but to silence free speech through expensive, time-consuming litigation, unquote. The 1,200-mile pipeline began operating June 1st, after months of delays caused by legal wrangling and on-the-ground protests by tribes and groups that fear environmental harm. Police made 761 arrests in North Dakota between August and February. Last week's dry cold front stirred up many of western Montana's fires, including the Sapphire Complex east of Missoula. The 38,000-acre complex is made up of three fires, the biggest of which is named the Little Hogback. Incident spokeswoman Jill Cobb says it made a significant run to the east last week.
And that really gave us quite a fright because it moved a mile and a half, almost 2 miles. In no time at all. It's kind of like a football game. There's times when you take a defensive posture and times when you take an aggressive posture. And so we were definitely on the defensive.
Cobb says the fire team held its ground and is now working to fortify existing lines. Firefighters, meanwhile, continue to keep an almost 16,000-acre fire in check that's burning near Sealy Lake. The Rice Ridge Fire pushed east, but away from town last week. Fire spokeswoman Kristen Miller.
Our biggest priority and our biggest concern is still that southeast portion of the fire and protecting the community of Sealy Lake.
Crews continue fuel reduction operations north and east of the Double Arrow Ranch. A community meeting will be held this evening at 6 p.m. at Sealy Lake Elementary School. Firefighters around western Montana are bracing for another round of warm, windy conditions expected by tomorrow. Thunderstorms are also possible. A Montana man was awarded $30,000 by his former high school for allegations that it mishandled injuries he sustained at a wrestling practice. The Billings Gazette reports School District 2 trustees approved the settlement yesterday for the 2008 injury. James Christian Wine filed the suit in 2014, citing the incident he says happened his freshman year at senior high school in Billings. Wine claims coaches failed to contact emergency personnel after he was flipped over by another wrestler, hit his head on the mat, immediately felt, quote, paralyzed, unquote, and passed out during practice. Wine passed out in the shower 2 weeks after the injury and was found to have a herniated disc in his neck. The district does not acknowledge any liability, but will pay the former West High student $15,000, and insurance will cover the rest. Jury deliberations have resumed in Las Vegas for a fourth full day in the retrial of four men accused of wielding assault weapons to force federal agents to abandon a 2014 cattle roundup near anti-government figure Cliven Bundy's ranch in Nevada. Jurors are back at work today considering 10 charges, including conspiracy, weapon possession, and assault on a federal agent. Defense attorneys complain that their clients were prevented from telling the jury why they went to the Bundy Ranch. Prosecutors say the men conspired with Bundy family members and wielded weapons to threaten the lives of federal agents, enforcing lawful court orders to remove Bundy cattle from public land after failing to pay grazing fees. Wyoming's unemployment rate has fallen significantly over the past year, but not because more people are getting hired to fill a growing number of jobs. The Wyoming Department of Workforce Services says the labor force in Wyoming has declined significantly since last summer. The labor force is the number of people who are either working or actively working for work. The department reports today the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in Wyoming in July was 4%. Down from 5.4% in July 2016. But the number of non-farm jobs in Wyoming has remained essentially flat. What's changed is Wyoming's labor force decreased by more than 7,000 people, or over 2%. Economists say people appear to be moving to other states or dropping out of the workforce. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials will be in Missoula next week for a meeting that could help shape the future of the National Bison Range in western Montana. This will be the third public meeting this summer to help familiarize the public with various management plans that are being considered for the range. Public meetings were held in Polson and Kalispell in early June. Fire managers say a burnout set by firefighters is most likely what led to the loss of 2 homes and 8 outbuildings in a western Montana fire. Fire Information Officer Mike Cole says the loss of the homes near the town of Lolo last week is unfortunate. But he says more homes could have been lost if crews hadn't set the fire to reduce fuel as strong winds pushed the flames. Crews plan to take advantage of less severe weather today to strengthen fire lines. The University of Wyoming is asking law enforcement agencies to provide more officers during home football games as the university prepares for its first year of allowing alcohol to be sold at War Memorial Stadium. The Laramie Boomerang reports that the Laramie Police Department has a contract with the university for 12 officers to work each game for a little over $3,500. The Albany County Sheriff's Office charges the university $52 an hour for each deputy. Albany County Sheriff Dave O'Malley says tailgating has been responsible for several alcohol-related incidents at past games, but he says it remains to be seen if the new rule will bring more trouble inside the stadium. Laramie Police Lieutenant Gwen Smith said the city department will continue operating as usual, but could provide more officers if incidents increase. This is YPR News.